It is fair to presume that Gordon Hammersley will be keeping an eye on that big game this afternoon at Fenway Park. But what cap will he be wearing?
I'm wearing the blue cap today, Scott.
Gordon Hammersley is the chef and owner of Hammersley's Bistro in Boston, about a mile from Fenway. He writes cookbooks, too, including the new Bistro Cooking at Home. More to the point, he's a Red Sox fan, which is to say, superstitious and devoted. He joins us from the studios of WBUR in Boston. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, help us understand the psychology. Do you hold yourself or your choice of caps responsible for the Red Sox fortunes?
The cap rotation, I think, is a very important part of baseball. Superstition being what it is, and fans have their own personal ways of changing the fate of their ball team. The way I do it is to rotate caps depending on what's going on the field or on any given game. Generally speaking, I'll start with one cap. If things really get hopeless, I may even switch caps in the middle of a game.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Great managers need to bring in new pitchers at times. We just need to bring in new caps occasionally.
How many caps do you have?
I have three, essentially, three that rotate through the season. I have the blue one, which I'm wearing right now, and I will wear until the Sox, hopefully they won't do this, but until they lose again, and then I will go into the next cap. The one that I've been wearing recently is the red cap, the old 1975 cap.
Oh.
And that cap, you know, won us four in a row and did a great job, but somehow something happened and we need to change. So I've got my blue cap on, which makes Trot Nixon's cap look elegant and pristine.
Trot Nixon's cap is, looks like something the cat dragged in. And you would
Absolutely.
Worry about your cat if she dragged it in.
No doubt.
Listen, I want to ask you about your Fenway sausage dish, if I could.
Yes, it's our own garlic and pork sausage, which we smother with onions and garlic and red peppers, serve it in a little pizza dough hot dog bun that we make at the restaurant, little green salad, couple of different kinds of mustards. We usually serve it right at the beginning of spring training. This particular year, for some reason, I don't know, superstition or something, I had a feeling that I didn't want to do it in the spring, so I waited until the fall, and I started serving it again during the playoffs. And so it's been on the menu for the last couple of weeks, and it's selling like crazy, and the Red Sox seem to be, knock wood, doing great.
I must ask, do you hold yourself, there's no reason for false modesty on this program. Do you hold yourself in any way personally responsible for the success of the Red Sox and your canny decision to hold back on the sausage for a few months?
I thought it was a very, very, very interesting move that I made. And, you know, I hadn't done it in years past, but I just had a good feeling about this one. So seems to be working. We'll go with what works at this point.
Gordon Hammersley, chef owner of Hammersley's Bistro in Boston, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure.